ULP, Margaret.
For ULP, AA1RD.
How are you today, Bob?
Well, Alexander, been busy around the house with all sorts of springtime projects, but things are going well. I had an unfortunate situation about a month ago where the eldest in our family, the eldest boy, my brother Dan, passed away. He had been ill for about 6 months. So I've spent a bunch of time out of town helping his wife with things. But other than that, doing pretty well. How about you? How are you and how's your family doing?
My brother passed away, but me and my family are doing well and haven't been much up to anything. My cousin, and whole half of the high school that she goes to has gotten sick with influenza A, and then of course she brought that home, and now my brother's sick. So hopefully I'll hold off and not get it, but other than that, everybody's been doing fine.
You did pretty well the last time that things got going in the household, so I'm sure you're going to do well this time as well. Well, give my regards to everyone, to your mom and dad as well, and at some point, if you want to get together and either discuss 3D printing or sort of swap tips on the HF stuff, let me know. Just just use the email that we have, and we'll go from there. Have you been doing much on HF?
I've been, kind of trying. I haven't really gotten anywhere yet, but, when you are, I'm not sure if you're still up to the underwater breathing system or not. I mean, I don't really want to push you to do it if you don't want to, but, if you're still up to that, I still have some ideas.
What? Over the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'm going to be real busy again with stuff out of town with my brother's affairs. But I'd be interested in hearing your ideas and seeing if there's something that we could 3D print that would help you with your experimentation. It'd also be good to just see how the Tentec and the antenna tuner are faring up after a few months of running them as a combo. I want to make sure that your antenna system is giving you the best that it can for that activity. So if I could ask you to follow up with me via email, or have your dad follow up with me via email in about a month, let's set aside a time maybe where I can come up and we can take care of some of those things.
That'll work. And I'm not sure exactly. I know some people, especially for me, seeing a visual plan of something helps me. But to kind of get my ideas down, see if we could 3D print some of it. Do you want me to kind of try to make a model of kind of what I'm thinking? Would that work, or what works for you?
Either a sketch, or if you put something together from a model perspective that's physical, and you take a photo of it, and you email that to me, that'll get us started. We can go back and forth via email and kind of close in on some things. That would be great. And like I said, I'll be busy for a month, but after that I'll have some time, and we can just kind of play it by ear and see how much time it might take. If it's too much, I'll let you know. I won't be shy in that regard.
So we're getting off of school this week, so that'll give us our schedule probably a good bit of flexibility. So we can make something work, and I'll be looking forward to it.
Good. Very good. That sounds great. Well, give my regards to everybody. It's great to hear your voice and to chat. I'll look forward to further communication, and I'll periodically I'm monitoring on the Caesar's Head repeater. It's kind of hit and miss a little bit because I've been so busy around the house, but my wife Anita and I we have a lot of gardening plants. This is our first year in the house, and so there are a lot of things we're doing out in the yard. It keeps me busy. All right, my friend, you take care, and good talking with you. It's AA1RD, and I'll say 73 and be clear on your final.
73, have a good rest of your afternoon. This is KO4UBLP, and I'll be clear.
Thanks for coming back. How's my signal into, let's see, is this Caesar's Head or is this in Caesar's Head? I gotta go back to my cheat sheet. It's been so long. Over.
The Caesar's Head repeater, and it runs off frequency of 146.610 and is run by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. And I'm looking on the call time, the repeater here. I think it's W4NYK.
Okay, that is really cool there. This is Robert. I am calling in from just below Clinton, 29325, in Joanna, South Carolina. And we're just trying it on 30 watts today. I don't like running this 2980 all the way to 80 watts because it gets a bit warm. I could do on this frying egg on it. Even though they say, that's okay, it's fine without a fan. Over.
A little bit of misunderstanding real quick. I said the repeater's call sign is W4MYK. My personal call sign is KO4ULP. Just wanted to clarify that.
But I have my cheat sheet in front of me. I see that. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for, is there much noise from my end coming in? Over.
Little bit there. You don't have the cleanest signal, but you're still perfectly understandable.
Get up to warp factor 6 here. Maybe this will help a little bit. Over.
To help some, I said it's, you know, a perfect signal, but of course that's hard to get, and ham radio sometimes is a perfect signal, but I said you're perfectly understandable. I can still understand what you're saying. The noise isn't getting too loud, so yeah, drowning you out.
Now, there's a little bit coming back your way, too. I used to get this repeater 30 years ago, give or take, in Columbia. But I had a homemade beam then that eventually the wood fell apart. We, wire and wood is what we made it out of. But we used to actually be able to hit it from there. And occasionally we would hit Mount Mitchell. But, of course, that's cheating because it's 6,600 plus about another couple hundred feet with a tower on top.
Wow, since you make hit it from Columbia, I'm able to hit the Mount Mitchell repeater from where I am. I normally run that repeater at 25 watts, and I can hit this one fine with 5 watts, but I know I can't hit the Mount Mitchell repeater with my handheld.
We have Little Mountain at 800 feet, about 35 miles below me, and I can hit it well with 5 watts. And my J-pole, I got it up as far as I felt like getting on the ladder that day. It's maybe 20 feet off the ground. I could go a little bit higher, but I'd have to cut some trees and get a taller ladder and risk falling and not being able to get up. So it's working good now, and I'm going to just leave it be until Mother Nature decides to knock it down or something like that. But, you know, I'm happy with this, you know. I mean, it's a good radio, and like I said, it's got the Yazoo 2980 has that temperature sensor that you can go in, and they're saying it's running when it's really warm. It's running about 138 degrees, and I was told, don't worry about it. And I went, that's kind of warm, dude. So I'm going to hook up a fan. They got this huge heat sink on the back, and this is South Carolina. This is not, you know, North Dakota. Our summers, you know, it's going to need a little help. I just feel better, even if all I do is put a computer fan on it.
let you know your signal is going downhill. I can barely made you out there, but anyway, I'm also working off of the J-pole antenna, and mine's roughly 20, 30 feet off the ground. It's on the peak of our roof, and I have a 25-watt mobile rig here that I'm using as my base station, and I'm hitting this repeater right now with 5 watts. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
This is KD4SRR. Sorry about that. The cat came up here and decided to rub the radio, so changed it to an entire different channel. Over.
This is KO4ULP for station ID, so, yes,
Can you run one of those QYTs?
Not, familiar with all the codes here. Let me look at my chart, see if I can find the definition of QYT, Yeah, it's not even on my chart, so if you could refresh me on the meaning of that, please.
Oh, that's the actual brand of the radio. They have a little QYT. They're a little tiny little thing. They work well. They get 25 on 2 and usually about 20 on 70 centimeter 440. But you can get them, also get them tri-band. They stick 125 in there for the fun of it. Over.
I've never heard the radio brand. I have my Anytone here, and it works fine.
Some people even make them into like a backpack HT, kind of like the radio guy in the Army. They'll put them in a backpack, these little QYTs. You find them on Amazon and eBay. They're usually about $80, and that's the output on them is 25 and 20. I think they'll do 20 on 125, 220, if you get the tri-band. And they even make a quad band that you can listen to 350 for whatever reason. I don't know why, but anyway, you can monitor it. And they're all under $100. The other ones are called Radio Oddities, and then there's another one called Retrievus or Retivus, and they're about in the same range, too.
I was looking on radios where I, first became, or getting ready to become an operator. I actually got my, pretty much almost all my radios, let's put it this way, I already had this radio before I got my license, and I was also looking, and I saw the Retrievus one. It's the exact same one as the one that I have now. It was only like $1 cheaper, and this one seems to do fine. It was a fairly good price, And I was kind of thinking about the idea of, hooking it up to a battery and, putting it in a backpack. I think that'd be pretty neat, to hike around and, not really have to have a more reliable signal. But I'm not sure if I really want to do that with my base station. But yet, not having a job yet, don't really have the money to get another radio,
Yeah, well, I know about that, too. That's the reason I was going to buy one of those little QYTs or even a BAOG, B-A-O-J-I-E, because I thought it couldn't do any better. But when a gentleman told me about Ham Radio Outlet over in Atlanta, and they've got stores other places, they had this 2980 2-meter monoband, for $169, I went, really? Because Wally World and Amazon, they were over $200. And what I was looking for was the Yazoo 3100, which is 65 watts, but it's a lot less features. And when I called over there, they said, go to our website. We may have some open boxes. So I went over there and I saved $20 more. So I got this for about $149. And I don't know, so far so good. It's got a 3-year warranty, so hope I never have to use it. But it is, for a 2-meter, one of the most friendly radios. Now, would I want to take it as a mobile? It's a heavy radio. and I went ahead and put the base station little feet on it. But the little QYTs, heck, they're smaller than a little paperback book. That's about how big a paperback novel, and they weigh nothing. And they come with a cigarette lighter plug in the kit, so that's a cool way to run them. They don't take maybe 6 amps on 25 watts, over.
Interesting, because those QYTs that you're describing, almost, I don't know if this would be considered a QYT, the radio that I'm working off now, but it's about the size that you're describing. It's very small and also lightweight, but it didn't come with a cigarette lighter, though.
A cigarette lighter adapter for this Yazoo, but the thing is it only has a 10-amp fuse. But that's all right, because the antenna, the mobile antenna I got, will not do 80 continuously. So I'd have to do 30. And 30 pulls right about 8.5 amps. So you wouldn't necessarily be blowing fuses. And for mobile, I really get stuck somewhere. I'm not going to need 80. But I tell you one thing that you might want to look at, if you do have 440, is I just was told about this the other day, and it's right next door to me. But there's repeaters, there's 12 of them in a row, and one right here in Clinton. I know there's some up your way, are part of this 12 repeater link on the 440 band.
Oh, I'm just trying to refresh my memory. Oh, 440 band, that, I'm just sorry, I'm not very, haven't had my license too long, but 440 band, for some reason I'm drawing a blank on the term. Is that another word for like the 2 meter? Because I never heard, I've never heard that expression used before for a band.
Centimeter.
Yes, I probably should have looked more on my chart. I probably would have figured that out. Oh, yes. I haven't really, I don't have any 70, don't think I have any 70 centimeter bands programmed into my radio. So, hey, I guess I'll look some of them up and probably put some in.
Okay, I didn't even think I could do it on the bay thing. This repeater's like 5.5 miles from me. It's in Clinton, but there's several of them up near you. And they go all the way over to Myrtle Beach and Horry County and all like that. But anyway, the one here in Clinton is 443-675. And it's a DCS, Delta Cat Sierra tone of 315. But if you look up Clinton 440 repeaters, or either go to repeater.com or whatever one of those sites, you'll see it listed and has all the settings. And it's like cool beans, because I hardly ever talked to anybody in Clinton. And this little HT works fine on 1 watt where I'm sitting with a better than average rubber duck. It's a Nagoya 771 clone I picked up for $3.75 that I put on this handy talkie. And I can run it 1 watt inside the house. And man, I talked to Rock Hill, and then I talked to Horry County. There's one down in Sumter, and there's 9 more of them other than just the 3 I mentioned. But it's a cool net.
JI4LZI4. Talking about the HART system that's run throughout the state. VHF and UHF machines too, all throughout the state. They got a website. I can't remember what it is right now, but they got a website that's online that tells all repeaters that they have.
HERT, isn't it? Instead of H-E-R-T, over.
It's been a while since I've been on it, so I can't really say one way or another about it. It's been quite a while. I've known this for years, so it's, I ain't really been on it lately to check, see how it is now.
Well, the one down here in Clinton, 443-675, is relatively new, or maybe it's a new box. But I just found out about it the other day, and it's really neat for 440, being as close as I am. Handy-talkie on 1 watt, and there's no background noise because there ain't a whole lot of traffic on it. But that must be the reason that some of the folks have noise is they're on the 2-meter links on it. KD4SRR.
Not Alexander, but you wasn't aware of the heart system, but on the heart system tonight at 8 p.m., they have an Aries net where they link all those for that. They're already linked every weekend, they are, but after that net tonight at 8 p.m., they'll all unlink. But they have an Aries net down there tonight, and you may hear it on that machine at 8 p.m.
I'll keep that in mind, and now for the Aries net, do you have to be like an Aries member to be able to sign in?
But no, you don't got to be an Aries member to sign in. It's for anybody that's got a legal license for the frequency you're on, you can take and check in, but that's what these machines primarily, when they put them in place, what they're designed for Aries use, and the station in Clinton, go ahead, you doubled with it.
Double there. I'm looking it up right now. I have some more information on it here just in a second. I'm on the www on the other screen here, so let me see what I'll report back. Over.
Go ahead and carry on. I just wanted to point out I've known about this for years, but I ain't been on their website in quite a while, so I don't really know how it's listed as, but you never find that, and listen around here, listen on the heart system at 8 o'clock tonight, you hear Harry's name. You two carry on. KI4LZI4.
Go ahead and have a good rest of your evening, and 7-3 to you.
Yeah, we do appreciate that information. Now, they've got the SC Heart Healthcare Emergency Net. This goes back to March 1st of 2013, but it's also, it's listed as part of the Aries Net, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, Sierra Net, and their preambles. And apparently works on a lot of stuff during hurricanes and other stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about that. They haven't given me the details yet. They're just doing what we stand for. But let's see. Click on this other link here. I'll be right back.
Now, so I can look up that website. Could you give me the name of the website, please?
It is. I don't think you even have to put it in the www if you don't want to, but it is scheart, one word, .us. That's Sierra. I forgot what C was. Hero Echo Alpha Romeo Tango .us, and also put in Aries net Alpha Romeo Echo Sierra for South Carolina, and Google it. And by the way, they're going to be offering classes next month, so if you need to want to upgrade or anything like that, I assume they can do it. But they mentioned the Low Country County Group 1 involves Allendale, Bamberg, Buford, Berkeley, Calhoun, and Charleston. And the second group is Colleton, Dorchester, Hampton, Jasper, and Orangeburg. And the Midlands, Columbia, is Aiken, Barnwell, Chester, Edgefield, Fairfield, Kershaw, and upstate. They got Lancaster, they got other ones. Well, they actually got several groups in each county. York County, Saluda, Richland, Newberry, Lexington, Lancaster. It's kind of weird how they've split it up. And then, let's see, they got Georgetown and Sumter. That's one of the ones on this link that I was telling you about. And then upstate, is Abbeville, Anderson, Cherokee, Greenville, Greenwood, and Lawrence. So that's another group. McCormick, Oconee, Pickett, Spartanburg, Union, which is kind of weird there. That's their, and no offense to anybody out there, but that's just how they got a group. So they have their hands in these other repeaters, too.
OP for station ID. Yeah, I definitely checked that out, and I've kind of been interested in looking into joining Aries and doing some, like, community service. I've always, you know, kind of been interested in that, and not sure exactly how, you know, there are other ways to do it, but I'm thinking about probably doing it with the ham radio, and I'll definitely look into that and see how they do their nets.
Yeah, they got the next website is training and testing in June of 2022. SC Hart will be offering ham radio classes for technical, technician, general, extra. They'll run from June 6th through the 10th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And some classes will not take the whole week. They don't say about the cost or anything else like that. They don't say exactly where you got to go, but it may be in all the different areas. You just have to check. KD4SRR. I have an email address. It's one word, Midlands, S-V-E. Midlands, Sierra, Victory Echo at gmail.com. And then you can email that person, and, you know, they'll set you up. And they can do it. It's all video conferencing. So you can use it with your computer or your cell phone, I guess. And all classes are free, which works out for me. So you just have to hook up with the Midlands, like plural, Midlands, V-E, at gmail.com. And they give you a tutorial, and this is on the scheart.us/training-and-testing-4-June-2022. I need to get my general.
I'm thinking the same thing. I've also wanted to get my general. I studied for my technician on my own without the class, but I'm thinking about, I'm not sure if I'm going to do the class for the general or just to study on my own. I'm not sure yet. I wanted to, I know they're doing classes in spring, so I wanted to get my general in the winter and then, you know, and then take the class for my extra in the spring, but just with school and everything, I just didn't work out.
Yes, I got my tech in 1991, and I was working on my general, and this is when you had to do code. It was only five words. And I just never went back. So, yeah, you use, it's going to be a Zoom class, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home or a library. And, you know, if you cram and take them both, at least you get your general. You can take a shot at the extra. You only have to pay one $15 fee when you take the test.
News is that for me, I can avoid the fees because there are some web or places out there that offer free for youth, students, you know, like first responders, veterans. They offer those for free, allow them to do their ham radio tests online. So that's what I did for my technician, and I was nice not having to pay a fee, even though the fee's not that much.
Are you a first responder right now? Over.
I think I've got to mention that there, or they mentioned that there was youth. I'm only 13, so I do not quite qualify for a first responder.
Okay, LZ4, we're back for some more information that y'all might not know.
Hey, Dad, come on back.
For to take your general now, or whatnot, the FCC, as of April 19th, you've got to take and also send the FCC a $35 check you do now, not counting what you paid for your test. That got instituted in play on April 19th. So you go to take the general, go ahead and pay your $10, you know, for your... After you took the test, you're going to also have to send the FCC $35, you will, before they'll institute it to make it legal.
On that, well, I guess $50. They took it away from the CWP sled test. I guess the feds figured we can afford it now.
To everybody now, and if you ever come up and someone is going to renew, they got to send the FCC $35 too, as well. That happened here in April, and from here on out, at least I hear anything else, you got to send that $35 to the FCC. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to take a upgrade, you have to do that, and any renewals from here on out, you got to do it. So you and Alexander both go to upgrade. Don't forget that. Might get surprised. I'll go back to monitoring. KI-4LZI
portal. W. Here. I just wanted to let you know on that last comment, the $35 fee they just instituted, that is for new licenses and vanity call signs only. You do not have to pay $35 to upgrade your license if you already have a license of any level.
That now my renewal is in November anyway, so how does that affect me? Over.
It'll be $35. It is renewals, new licenses, vanities. Upgrades are still free. That's something that was in question, and ARRL got clarification on that about a week before the fee went into effect. So upgrades are free. Everything else costs.
Now, that wouldn't change. Even if I upgraded now, my renewal would still be November 2022.
Your renewal is still going to be on the same. It doesn't change when your license expires.
So from a regular driver's license to a CDL, almost, when you think about it, you had to pay all the fees, but it doesn't really change the expiration date. Over.
Correct. Alexander, are you still in there monitoring?
Oh, I'm glad to hear it when it comes to upgrading it don't cost, because that's something I hadn't heard about it. Y'all carry on, KI-4LZI portable.
I wanted to ask you, I remember it's been a while since I've heard you, and last time we talked, I think you had a 10-tech radio you were asking about potentially getting repaired, something wrong with it. Are you still looking for somebody to work on that radio, or is that something you got resolved?
I got it all fixed. I think the guy that figured out that had a, you know, problem, he took it home to try fixing it himself, and it was just a broken wire in the microphone, so it's all fixed and running now.
I just wanted to let you know, the guy I told you about that time, I actually took a radio to him to get repaired. The key jack for the Morse code key was not working on it, and he fixed that for me. So I was just going to give you a recommendation on him if you were still looking for somebody to repair. But I'm glad you got it fixed. Hope you've got a little bit of time on 10 meters with it here lately. The band's been pretty good, and since you got access to that portion of the HF band, I hope you've made some contacts.
I tried to, make some contacts. I'm still kind of learning how HF works and how to operate. So far, I've only made four contacts.
Everyone, you're going to learn something new, so just keep at it. Right now, solar cycle's actually been a little better than people expected. 10 meters opens up pretty frequently here lately, especially here going into summer, so just keep at it. And I'll let you guys get back to what you were talking about. I just wanted to ask you that question and let you guys know that about the licensing. This is W4CTW. I'll be here on the side listening.
At 10 meter there, could I ask a question of you? What would you recommend as a If you can't afford an HF rig and you can't find a working HTX 100 or 10, have you or anyone else ever tried one of these really super cheap Amazon specials made by Anytone? They've got one called Anytone Smart. If it's even worth taking it out of the box and hooking up. I've heard some good things, but I don't expect miracles for $50, $60.
Just from what I know about those, they're not going to work for you simply because they are FM only. And if you're still a technician, you're going to have access to a single sideband on a portion of 10 meters. So you're not going to be able to use the FM portion. I would say probably best thing to do, there are some radios that are listed as 10-meter amateur radios that kind of look more like a CB. I know some people that have used those. I haven't heard a lot great about them. The best thing to probably do is just look for a used HF rig that's got 10 meters. I know if you look enough, I've looked a good bit myself, some of the older ones that are still plenty capable you can find for, you know, sometimes as low as a couple hundred dollars, $200, $280, something like that. And then you'll have something you can use when you upgrade.
I hope President makes one brand new under 200 that has sideband. And by the way, that Anytone Smart Radio does have AM. It just doesn't have a very powerful AM. They make another one that's about 12 bucks more. It's called an Anytone Hera, like one of the Greek gods. And not talking about a huge increase in power, but like 16 watts AM. Seven watts AM, which ain't a heck of a lot, but it's not a whole lot of money either. So just something I wondered about. But you're right about the HF. I'm actually looking at an old Yaesu 140 right now that would work. It's in good shape. And, he's under 200 on it. So, you know, it might be something to look at.
And is for sideband use only for technicians, so you're not going to have access until you upgrade to AM or FM on 10 meters.
I'm doubling with our young friend there just for a second, but well, let's see, we can do, techs can do what, $28.50 to $29-something, $29.50. I'm trying to look it up right now. Hold on. Yep. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Over.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and clear on out. Sorry to double last time, but this is KO4ULP73s, and I'll be clear, you two carry on.
Glad to talk to you. I hope I'll hear you again soon. W4CTW. I'll still be here.
Enjoy the conversation there. Hope I didn't ramble on too much down here in Joanna. This is KD4SRR. I'll be sitting here kind of hushing my mouth and reading a little bit, but I'll be in the background. This is KD4SRR Robert, clear.